This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The Steelers are AFC North champions against all odds. At differing points last night, it looked like they had a 1% chance to win. At other times, it looked like they had a 99% chance to win. And things were whipping back and forth wildly. Outcome perilously in doubt until the very end. And then thank you, Tyler Loop, for missing a 44-yard field goal. I am going to start with this. And I want to see if you guys agree with me, and I want to see if our listeners agree with me. We've done a lot of bitching and complaining. Last week was all of that. You scored 6 points in Cleveland. Chris and I were there. It was an embarrassing performance against a sad sack team that just fired its head coach again today and won't commit to Shedeur Sanders as their quarterback. They come back a week later and they get a win like this. It's one of the most entertaining games in Acrisure Stadium history. I scoffed at this, and Nostradani, to his credit, said that this game had a chance to be another great chapter in Steelers-Ravens history. Not only was he right, but he got the score exactly right. And the description of the game almost exactly right. It was eerie. I have had multiple people text me this and ask if you are an alien.
I got the script.
Or you just hijacked the script and knew exactly what was going to happen.
Funny that the script only exists when it screws over the Steelers, but when the Steelers win, it was all organic, baby.
But I just wonder if our listeners who have been ready to run the head coach out of town have pointed the fingers up at the owner's box and said, "Art, you preside over such a stale, boring product." Today feels like a truce day. Today almost feels like, what's the fancy word, armistice?
Yeah, like when they, on Christmas Day in World War I, when they all got out of the trenches and played soccer.
Yeah. Amanda and I watched the live-action Jungle Book with Stella during this Christmas break. Have you guys seen that? The live-action Jungle
Khans,
Book?
Your Shere Khans, things of that. I haven't
Jack
seen
Jack is nodding yes in there because he's the only one that's under 25 and cool. Oh, where okay. There's a scene in that movie where there's a drought in the jungle. And when that happens, there's a thing called the peace rock at the watering hole.
Where the peace rock?
Yes.
Where the peace pipe?
Where if the peace rock is visible,
They have to be nice.
There's a truce and everyone, all the animals can come drink water without tigers attacking wildebeest
because
and things like that.
Because the water's so low, they all need to
band
together.
They all need it to survive. Right. Okay. I feel like today is our equivalent of that. I think, right? Like, this is not a day to bash Tomlin. It's not a day to say that they haven't won a playoff game in going on 8 years. It's not really a day to say that, you know, the Steelers will probably get their heads caved in next week against Houston, if you feel that way. It's to celebrate the fact that they won a crazy game against their arch rival, vanquished the team that fans here have hated for 30 years, and they live to play another day, and they now lord over the other three teams in the division for a calendar year. Joe Burrow's Bengals, the crappy Browns, Lamar Jackson, and we'll see for how much longer John Harbaugh's Ravens. You know, like I just...
So you just want to take lay of the land with us about that thought process.
I just feel like, I mean, is it too hokey to say that this is just a day where you bask in the glory of winning the game and you just appreciate the win for what it is?
No, okay, so I think it's partly...
Well, and we don't get the fake Johns and Robinsons calling in and people that this is like a, you know, this is a bad result for the Steelers and they actually lost by winning. I don't feel like... I'm not in the mood to say they lost by winning today. That they set themselves back. Well, now look at their draft position. What are they going to do next year? It doesn't feel right. We all... Right? I mean, isn't last night why you become a sports fan and more specifically a football fan and then even more specifically a Steelers fan to have those games?
Well, that's what I was going to get to. I got a text from somebody this morning who I respect a lot and who I like, who I consider a friend, who's generally as pessimistic as I tend to be about this team, given their like long-term history here of doing nothing of significance. And this person said to me, well, they might have used all nine of their lives last night. It'll end soon enough. And I said, I got to be honest with you, man.
It'll end soon enough.
Yeah, like basically. So hold on. What I wrote back was probably not what this particular person was expecting. I said,
like they got a stay of execution.
Well, they just used up all their nine lives. They were lucky and whatever. And I said back, I said, I got to be honest with you. Games like last night, and it's probably because it was such an incredible fourth quarter, like one of the best 10-minute stretches of football I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Which is easier to say, by the way, when your team wins.
It was like Super Bowl 43 caliber.
The game till that point, till 10 minutes left, was like a good nip and tuck, like these two teams like slugging it out. And then it went like, it turned into, I think Bill Barnwell said, 2021 Bills Chiefs, where just everything happened. I said back to this person, like, I'm trying to remind myself that watching games like I got to watch last night, I was at the TV studio watching with Pomp and Steve Benko, one of his producers, like getting pumped up and getting excited and like yelling holy bleep or maybe holy guacamole, for example, when Tyler Lute misses the field goal and gaping and gawking at the fact that there's, you know, Calvin Austin running wide open after he just puts Awuzie on the ground with a move. That's why we do this. That's why we like to do this job. That's presumably why people like to listen. This is a longer-winded way of saying, I am with you on this one today. The way they won it, the fact that the game devolved from we're trying to tactically beat these guys, like we're trying to play this close technical fight here, right, to we're all just swinging wildly and hoping one of us is standing.
Yeah.
Like, to use the boxing analogy, it would be Hearns Hagler, where they just kill each other for the first round and then, like, barely can stand. The fact that they were the last man standing there is gratifying to have seen, filled me with like a good, just good vibes from the time that game ended right through till now. Does not have me in a mood to be second guessing coverage busts at this moment in time in this game, or is Chris Boswell partially broken, or did something happen to him? They played in and won one of the best NFL regular season games in years. If you consider the stakes involved, it was probably the game of the year in the league. It was the last game of the season. They won it.
Yeah.
Loser goes home. Loser leaves town. I am choosing today, far more than any kind of hardcore analytical take, I have plenty of them if we need to go there, to enjoy the fact that I got to watch it happen, because otherwise, what the hell is the point of doing this?
And I know for me...
And I also called it. I said they'd win a game where the Ravens made big plays and shot themselves in the foot.
You believe that I did?
Don, you're the gold medalist, but I'm right there next to you on the medal stand, brother!
I think it's okay to shut like the logical side of your brain off and just enjoy and appreciate.
The game was fun. It was a very fun game.
Yes, but if the kick goes in, we come on at 2 o'clock today and just say, okay, what do you guys want to do here? And it's fire the coach. The owner has to come out of his slumber. They had fourth down decision makings that were puzzling the end of the first half, the timeout debacle in the second half. I mean, all of these things, the coverage busts, Jalen Ramsey, DK Metcalf getting suspended and costing them, those would all have been laid bare. And guess what? All of those things are still true, but it doesn't end because they won with us coming on the air and saying the coach has overstayed his welcome. Like, they made, in a game where there were ample mistakes and also ample big plays by both teams, they made one fewer gaffe or they made one more big play. And sometimes that's all it takes to change your opinion about a team or a coach or a player or at all. I mean, it's just that's the nature of these humongous games. To the victor goes the spoils. Like, yeah, like if you watched it, of course, you're going to have memories of all the things that led up to the win. But the bottom line is who won the game and who lost it and the consequences or rewards that come with those outcomes. And for this team, they deserve to be praised and applauded today. They just do.
Well, they actually, instead of wilting, they up 13-10. You know, probably Tomlin in his mind, if he could have ended that game 13-10, would have wanted to. You play Renegade. You give up a huge touchdown. You just give up a backbreaker. Like, a clearly still not fully healthy Lamar churns up the magic and hits Flowers. You get the ball back and go down the field, and you score. Bully for you. You can't even enjoy that for more than a minute or two because he does it to you again.
And you do it to yourself again with your coverage.
Then you get the ball back and go down the field again and respond. Like, To the extent that this is not just about it's fun as hell to watch this, this is why anybody gets into this, this is why anybody loves sports and football and all this stuff, right? The fact that I saw a team, granted, against a wounded defense, but still, a team that you and I think, thought probably wouldn't be able to move the ball that well because they didn't have DK Metcalf, the fact that I saw their quarterback just kind of gut it out, stand in there, and start making big boy throws down the stretch over and over and over again, that gives me a little hope that there's something there. And in the moment, it was just thrilling to watch, which is my major takeaway. It was fun to watch a thrilling, exciting game with massive stakes and watch your team actually come out on top. Yes, if he makes the kick, I'm in here dour. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't the fact that you or I are hanging on one thing that happens that takes 4 seconds from start to finish to happen?
Yeah.
A kick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This show would be 180 degrees
and
different.
Yeah,
right,
and
now
it had nothing to do with the Steelers.
No, he just biffed it.
He just completely choked. It was Mike Vanderjagt all over again.
They moved it from the left hash to the middle so that he could push it wide right, and maybe if they keep it on the left hash or try to get five more yards, he makes it.
I will bring up 20 years ago in that context. If Vanderjagt makes that field goal, Jerome Bettis is not looked at as one of the most beloved Steelers who got to ride off to the sunset on top. He's looked at as a guy that had a great career here, yes, but it ended with a thud and a horrible play that would have defined his career here. Instead, Ben made a tackle and an idiot kicker missed a kick. And they capitalized on it and went on to win the whole thing. Now, it remains to be seen what this team... See, that's now what this team has lined up for them. They now get to do something with this. They now get to parlay a kicker's mistake and see where it takes them. Does it lead to their first playoff victory in 9 years? Does it lead to their first AFC championship game since 2016? Does it lead to what Aaron Rodgers talked about after the game, how his 2010 Packers won a close game on the very last game of the year and then were an underdog the whole way through the playoffs and ended up winning the whole thing? I would guess probably not, but at least it's an open door here.
In one of the most open years in the AFC playoffs since when? On paper.
Well, for a long time, because the Chiefs and Patriots. There's no Patrick Mahomes Chiefs, and there's no Tom Brady Patriots
here.
Allen
is still a boogeyman-style player. Guess what? I think he's going against a team that can and probably will beat him. I think the Jags might be the actual best team in the conference. I like going into a playoff game. I'll put it this way, too. I like going into a playoff game where, while I think Houston is, if anyone actually has watched them this year, their defense is violent. Like, if they were the Steelers' defense, people here would love it because of how they play. They're not so overwhelming that I just sit there and go, well, the Steelers are drawing dead here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm rating percentages, neither team is more than 60-40 or 40-60 either way.
But can I tell you something, though? Let's say I actually felt that way. Like, let's say they won last night. Okay, and the Chiefs had a typical Chiefs season, and Patrick Mahomes in his prime was lined up to play against them Monday night.
Okay.
I still don't think I'd want to come on the air right now and turn the page and say, well, that was really fun last night, but are you ready to get your ass kicked on Monday?
I probably wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't feel that way. What you're really getting to here is, I think the game itself was so memorable that that's the main reason I want to talk about it. If they win 9-6 yesterday and it's Karl Malone and Dennis Rodman tripping each other up the court and it just sucks and it's ugly football by both teams, I'd probably come in and be like, man, I guess cool that we won the division here, but yeesh.
Donnie, you know what it kind of reminds me of? And you were there last night. It kind of reminds me of your first game at that stadium. One of the all-time.
That was also the last time the Steelers won a division without Big Ben.
Yeah, that all-time comeback against the Browns. They lost the next week. Yeah, there was some chicanery by the kicker, and it sucked. But, like, that still really hasn't taken away from the mystique of that game, you know? Like, yeah, that team lost in the divisional round in 2002. But I still think people that, like, lived through that game and experienced that game still, like, hold it in very high regard as one of the best Steelers games of all time. And it was a team that lost in the second round of the playoffs. They didn't get to a Super Bowl. They didn't win a Super Bowl.
100%.
Yeah.
You beat your hated rival. And you came way back to do it.
And I guess like my point is, they would really, really have to blow it against the Texans to like make last night's game a footnote.
Like no-show that game and lose
by 40.
They'd
really have to suck on Monday night to make last night's game just like lost to the dustbin of history.
Guess what, man? I got news for you. Vegas doesn't think that's going to happen.
That's also why I think you go back to that 0-2 playoff and them beating the Browns. It's remembered fondly because they were right there against the Titans.
Like, they should have beaten them, I think.
Well, yeah, exactly. But how much is it remembered, like, you know, if the Titans blow them out?
Yeah, good question.
Is it not remembered the same way?
Because the next week they're looked at as a team that just zombie walked through a game.
Yeah. And instead, they were right there in it. They had the lead late in the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.